Welcome to the GGB podcast. This is another in our edition of GGB at ICE for our podcast series. And my guest today is Wendy Anderson, the CEO of 24/7 Virtual Training. Wendy, it's great to see you. I've been wanting to do this for a while because I love the idea of this training session for employees to identify problem gamblers and what to do in that case. So why don't you start with, let's talk about how you got the idea for this and how you really launched it.
Oh, that's a really good question. Thanks so much, Roger. So we really started G24/7 a few years ago at BMM, and we were looking for a way to really train our employees across the world. So I came across a great platform, which is a video-based platform, mm-hmm. and it allows us to basically record videos and then share them with all of our employees around the world. And about that same time, we were looking at responsible gambling. And as you know, lots of people meet and not so much gets done. Yeah. So what I did is I combined the two together. We took this wonderful platform, we talked to responsible gambling experts, and then we videoed the training. Because it's virtual, it allows us to get out to thousands, hundreds of thousands of people all at once. So it really took on. People really enjoyed the training. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we had experts talking to us about various subjects. They wanted to present education for us. So, you know, provided they're like-minded individuals and they're experts in their fields, mm-hmm. we work with all kinds of experts to provide now all kinds of corporate social responsibility education.
Yeah, no question about that. So what were some of the successes that happened this year? I know you launched in 22, but I think you kind of ramped up that in 2024.
We did. Yeah. We really, really ramped up in 2024. We've got tens of thousands of people in the system, mm-hmm. so we're providing training globally, everywhere from America to England, to tribal gaming, to corporate casinos, to land-based and iGaming, of course. So that was a big deal for us. We also launched some training with the American Gaming Association for human trafficking awareness, which is just huge. Mm-hmm. So we're very proud of that, and we provide that training to, again, tens of thousands of people. We also partnered with a UK company called Better Change. So with Better Change, we're providing very specific, safer gambling training to UK gaming employees. So that was a big one for us, too.
So you definitely have a lot under your belt.
We've been quite busy, yeah.
Well, you know, here at ICE, Clarion Gaming is very committed to responsible gaming. Not only does BMM have a booth on the exhibit floor, but you're also in the sustainable gaming zone, which is a really important part of the show. It shows how they are committed to this. So what are you doing in that area of the show?
So we're very happy to be in the safer gambling zone. We're very proud to be there, you know, obviously with the other companies. So for us, responsible gambling is not just about responsible gambling. It's about the responsibilities of being a company in the gaming industry. So our training covers, as I said, we're talking about human trafficking awareness, we're talking about anti-money laundering, we're talking about compliance and regulations and all those things. So for us, being in the safer gambling zone, it's a wide sort of training for everything that's involved in being a responsible company.
Right, absolutely. So tell us about this partnership with Better Change, and what does that entail?
Well, I met the CEO, Victoria Reid, of Better Change about a year and a half ago. And what we found that we were very like-minded in our way that we operate. Mm-hmm. We are pro-gaming. Okay. There's a number of companies that believe in responsible gambling, but they want to do so by banning gaming. We understand that gaming supports communities and individuals. It's an amazing industry. It employs hundreds of thousands of people across the world. So we found that in common. Better Change have some very innovative ideas on positive play and what it means to be a positive mm-hmm. player and a positive play company. So we really sort of joined together our like-minded goals. Again, and we worked with them on safer gambling training for the UK. And as we move forward, we're going to provide a lot more training along with Better Change.
Okay. So tell us what the training entails. I mean, I was a dealer many years ago, many years ago, and I would see people who were obviously troubled at my table, and I was not empowered to do anything. It's kind of a dummy up and deal type of thing. But now I know, you know, some of the more progressive companies want to be able to identify it. So do you teach Who do you teach to identify if these people have a problem, the dealers or like the supervisors or the pit bosses? How does that work?
Okay, so for responsible gaming training, we have to be very clear. We're not teaching people to be clinicians. We're not teaching them to advise you or provide, you know, counseling to you. Companies, organizations, casinos have policies and procedures. So it's very clear that the employees must follow their policies and procedures. Right. What we are showing them is what to look for, what might be an issue. So for example, a casino can provide the training to all of their employees. So everybody from the valet to the bartenders, they can all be looking out. They can all know what to look for. They can all look for those signs and those whatever they are. If they see someone that may be in trouble, may be struggling, and then they can escalate that. So whether they have a responsible gaming ambassador or whether there's someone in their organization, they know what to look for and they know how to escalate that up the company.
And how do you decide who might approach that gambler who might have a problem?
Well, that's up to the particular. That's up to the particular organization. We're not providing that information.
Right.
What we're providing for you as an employee is what to look for, what the signs, what the symptoms are. Obviously, in line with the regulations for any jurisdiction or, you know, country.
Sure.
That's the sort of training that we're providing. We of course also provide training to employees if they might have a problem too. So.
Right.
You know, it can be easy for a casino employee to have a problem themselves or for their family to have a problem. So we're showing them where the help is, where the helplines are, what the guidelines are, and what they can do too.
And most companies have their own responsible gaming policies.
Absolutely.
About how they might approach somebody. So I guess you kind of like train them right up to that point where it crosses over into their own.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think you talked to Martin Storm too from BMM, our parent company. So we'll provide that training and education to the employees as per what their policies are. But we also have organizations who we help to create custom content for them. So if they want to have custom content on their policies and procedures as to how they deal with responsible gambling, we do that too.
Okay. So you have different languages you also have them to learn. What are those languages that you offer?
Absolutely. So right now we're looking at Spanish and Portuguese,
okay.
Obviously for the Brazilian market, and we're extending to other languages too. So for us, it's really important that everyone has access to this free training. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are. If you need training, then we'll provide that in the language that you need there.
Okay. Does this apply also to online casinos and land-based as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Many, many of the people that work with us are from online casinos. So, you know, some of the information is very similar between land-based and online. Obviously, there are nuances between the two, but, you know, we want to make you generally aware of what responsible gambling is.
Right. So I would imagine that you also look at some of the data if you're doing the online, because, you know, if their betting pattern changes, I mean, that's obviously a signal.
So we just worked with a company in the UK called Mindway AI, who are very, very much into the data and how that works. So we've been recording some particular courses on AI for responsible gambling. So that's going to be coming out shortly too.
Okay. So you have different levels of the training. I understand it's a free platform as well, that you can just come in and have your people trained at a certain level. Then can you build it up from there? What's the additional benefits that go on, you know, once
Absolutely.
You pay for the training?
Yeah, so the free training is, a company can have access to all of our training. In the UK, that's currently safer gambling. In the US, as I said, we have all kinds of different courses from anti-money laundering, compliance, human trafficking, rules and regulations, all kinds of things in the US. So a company signs on and they can provide that training to all of their employees. It's really great. They also have access to our back-end reporting. So if a company needs to provide evidence that all of their employees have taken, for example, anti-money laundering, they can run those reports through our system. So all of that is 100% free. Going up from that, we have different kinds of services. So if they would like to use our files, our training in their learning management system, we can provide those too. There's a small cost for that. We also do custom training. So if a particular client needs training on a specific topic, we'll do that for them. We've also had clients who want to have some specific training recorded, and then they want to make that available to the industry too. So
okay.
depending
mm-hmm.
sort of what kind of level they want, we can provide all of that. It's all basically content, virtual content online.
Okay, great. So when you put this program together, did you talk to experts, what should be in the program, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. So everything is led by industry experts. Mm-hmm. I'm an expert on training and education and marketing, sure. But I'm not a specific expert on anti-money laundering or human trafficking or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we partner with whoever that is. In the US, we're working with the Department of Homeland Security, their Blue Campaign, for human trafficking awareness. For anti-money laundering in the UK, we're working with the American Gaming Association, and then we'll work with experts such as yourself, or Martin Storm, or you know any particular company who is an expert on their particular subject. Okay. And then what we'll do is we'll work with them, we'll take their knowledge, we script whatever subject it is, and obviously we go through all the checks, the procedures, we make sure that the training meets the regulations. Sure. And then the expert normally presents that on camera. Okay. So when you come and see our training, you're looking at the expert presenting their subject on camera. And the really interesting thing about the training is it's in little short bursts. So you can do 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, and then you'll do a test after each 2 minutes. And that sort of helps the information stick. Especially for, you know, I'm going to say younger people don't have too much attention span. You can do a little bit of work, you can log back on at home. And then we find that information is really, really retained.
Great. So, you know, there's a lot of different aspects of the gaming industry in terms of how gamblers play the games. There's lottery players, and I'm sure you have some lottery companies that have come to you. Horse players, I know a lot of horse players myself, who you know, very very impulsive bettors. And then of course, then you have the online where you can't really look at the person in the eye. All you can see is the data coming in, unless of course you're a live dealer. You know, so how do you customize your training for each of these levels?
Okay, so we're training the employees of the company. So at the moment, we're not talking directly to patrons. Yeah. So again, various subjects, so lottery subjects, we're talking about responsible gaming specifically. So, you know, a general overview and then specifics on each of those different types. We're also bringing out some specific sports betting training this year. So we're constantly updating the content, and really whatever is relevant, obviously we're asking our clients, what do you need to know about? Mm-hmm. So whatever's relevant. So I think for 2025 early on, we're going to be talking about cybersecurity awareness, which is really important. Obviously the AI in responsible gaming and a new section of sports betting too.
So there's a lot of different levels of the training.
Lots to look at.
So there are some other companies that do this kind of training. What differentiates RG247 from them?
That's a great question. Thank you. So a number of things. The content is created and presented by industry experts, which is really important. You don't want to learn from a cartoon or a PowerPoint. We have to present the information in a modern way that modern people understand. Right. So that's sort of number one. Number two, we just sort of talked about, and that's the way that the content is put together in these very short sections. Mm-hmm. And that really, really does help the information to stick. And I think sort of importantly for some people is it is 100% free.
Yeah.
You can come to me, we'll sign you up, you can have as many people in your organization as you wish, and we'll provide this information to you for free. And really supported by BMM and BMM Innovation Group, we just want to make sure this content is truly available to every single employee in the world.
Okay, great. And do you change your training program when you see new research coming out? Obviously, the ICRG does some great research, and a lot of other universities around the world do some things too. So when you see those results, can you adjust your training?
Absolutely, because it's virtual. We can adapt and change in a heartbeat. So a good example is the UK. When we filmed the UK safer gambling training, some regs changed immediately, so we can immediately go in and make that up to date and current.
Yeah.
The training that we have to provide has to be current. Otherwise, it's useless to anyone. So it's 100% current, and we think that people really enjoy it.
Yeah, great, great. So what's next for RG247 in 2025?
Goodness, we are continuing to grow. We're obviously on the heels of BMM and the BMM Innovation Group, which is just growing at fantastic speed. And we'll just continue to do more. So as I said, we're releasing cybersecurity spots and AI content, and we'll continue to update and bring in new content as the year goes by. And obviously we're producing content in more languages, and we want to be the training that everybody likes to take and everybody loves to take.
Right, right, great. Well, Wendy, I'm like I said, this is one of my favorite things in the business
you.
Now. When nobody wants to profit off of people who have a problem with gambling, and I think the more we can recognize who has those problems, it's a better the whole industry is going to be. So thank you for providing that information, and I will stay in touch for sure.
Thank you much. Thank you, Roger. Okay.
To read more about the topic presented in this week's podcast, visit ggbmagazine.com. To subscribe to GGB's executive summary, go to ggbnews.com and sign up. Don't miss any edition of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, or Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast.